And this is WHTC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our number here is 395-1450. Our guest this morning is City Manager Ryan Cotton. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jim.
All right. I saw on State Street yesterday, going home, a row of tulips all in bud and showing color.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. We do have a few around town. My scientific estimate is we're probably up around 11,000 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that means we have about 590,000 to go.
Yeah.
So we're grateful for the rain and more warm temperatures, and they'll do their thing if we can just
the warm temperature will do it.
Exactly.
Got a call here. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yeah, a couple comments. I want to thank the manager for help with the garage across the street. It's gone now. It's one on Veroldi.
Good. Thank you.
And the light is also gone.
Okay. Good.
And I got a question. The Board of Public Works made a transfer with Holland Township. Where did they get the transfer to Holland Township?
I think you're referring to what's known as a 425 agreement, whereby the two communities have agreed that for the purpose of the new gas-powered plant to be built, that land that is it straddles both communities, so that the land that is associated with this plant would all be part of the city of Holland for the purpose of planning and zoning and voting and also tax assessing and tax paying. Of course, most of it's now in ownership of the Holland Board of Public Works, so there really isn't any taxes. So that is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. Why did Holland Township get an exchange, or didn't they?
I'm not sure. I'm picking that up exactly. Holland Charter Township voted on it as well.
Yeah, well, it's a transfer. What did they get in return?
Power.
Exactly. They have a member, an advisory member on the Holland Board of Public Works Board, and have been part of this from the very beginning. And so they're supportive.
Thank you.
Okay, and thank you. All right. Anyone else have a call? 395-1450 here. And I trust the city is all ready for tulip time?
We're getting there. Our crews are out early and out late. And, of course, the bleachers are all up. And we do remind people that it's people can set up on the parkways to watch the parades. It is important, though, not to start before 6 a.m. on Wednesday for that parade or Thursday for that parade, and not before 9 p.m. on Friday for the Saturday parade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another question here. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yes. I'd like to ask the city manager about his reticence to support the Graff Nature Center in the purchase of the adjoining property. I'd like to know if he's actually been out there and seen the difficulty to unload children from school buses on the road and doesn't understand the importance of having a driveway access to this highly used facility for educational purposes.
Thank you. I appreciate that question, and I will let the listeners know that there's a grant request pending, and we have some funding, fundraising that we are working on that will be announced here shortly for the purpose of making DeGraff Nature Center a better place through the purchase of a home and changing the entryway. Yes, I've been out there. I've seen the outcomes that exist now. I'm not sure what the reticence refers to other than fiduciarily, I require a solid plan no matter what public service we provide or in capital improvement. So that plan is still evolving, and I require that we have a sound fiscal plan before we embark on anything of nature that would encumber taxpayers down the road without knowing exactly what we're getting into. So that I will continue to do. In the meantime, our fundraising begins and our grant requests continue. And the city council has tentatively allocated $29,000 towards this project, subject to their final budget vote on May 14th.
Okay, I hope that the city and the individuals in the Holland community really step up. As some organizations have already and individuals have, and support this fundraiser.
Well stated.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're back here with the city manager and our number 395-1450. Are there any problems that connected with tulip time that you know of?
Gosh, it hasn't come to my attention.
Other than the tulips.
We have some video production. There was a bike race last week, and it was in honor of the king's birthday, the Netherlands king.
Oh, yes.
And so there's a video that was done on that, and that's on Vimeo, associated with the City of Holland. If people want to get a kick out of that, they take a look at it. Other things are continuing as usual. We have all of our service providers, whether it's transportation or engineering services, our cable television services, our police, our public safety, fire police services. We're all ready and willing and able to do the roles that we usually perform.
Yeah.
Right now, there's some construction going on at City Hall. That City Hall lot has a couple of rows blocked off. We hope that'll be done by end of day Friday. If not, we ask people's patience as we finish it up early next week. So hopefully that people will find a place to park. If not, that's what we're great about here in Holland. We can walk and bike just about anywhere.
I noticed a lot of places you have done some of the skip paving in town.
Correct. Some milling and paving and mainly on State Street and on some of our major thoroughfares and also some minor thoroughfares, but still were pretty bad, like College Street and Hope Avenue, I think. But we have also just finished a portion on 8th Street, so coming right into town. As you come up to the railroad tracks, that northern lane has been resurfaced, and that was in quite bad condition. And we wanted to roll out the carpet for our many guests and visitors.
Yeah. Well, I had Sherry Cadeau on the other day and talking about what provisions the bus company is making for tulip time.
Very good.
Which it's a matter of everybody getting together and cooperating and making the people welcome and providing the adequate facilities for them.
Well, of course, everyone knows that we have so many visitors who stop and take pictures, and it's going to be a little bit of an inconvenience. So I would just ask for everyone's patience as we continue to make ourselves hospitable, and hopefully they and their families will return for many years to come.
Right, right. And, well, that's what we do when we go on trips, too. You know, we make pests of ourselves sometimes with pictures. But when you're in a beautiful spot, what else can you do?
Exactly. There's a couple other things going on. Right this weekend, the Fiesta opens at 12 noon, at the Civic Center at 12 noon on Saturday. I think there's something Friday night also, if I'm not mistaken. And the fireworks, everyone will be able to see on May 3rd, at dusk from Holland Park.
Yeah.
We are... next week we have an election as well.
I was thinking about that. That's kind of a, I suppose, bad time for an election or not. Doesn't matter much, too much.
Yeah, schools around the state, when they need to have some renewals, that's often the time that they have them. So it's May 6th, and it's from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., same polling places as before. So we encourage people to get out and vote.
I think I already have.
There you go. We'll follow your lead.
Yes. May 6th is the day, by the way, when you go vote.
Correct.
If you didn't know that. I like to make people aware of it so they go and vote.
Very good.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yeah. When did you say the fireworks were?
I believe they're scheduled for Saturday night, aren't they?
Correct. Saturday, May 3rd.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And that'll be at Collin Park?
Correct, in Lake Makatao off the coastline. I want to let residents know that there will be some inconvenience on Country Club Road on May 8th. There will be some utility work they can be advised of. And on May 12th, I-96 in Allegan County, there will be work that begins until October. So that was needed work, and it'll interfere a little bit with people's driving, but plan accordingly. We also have a new thing that's going to start on May 15th, and that is people can park on the street overnight for an experimental period until September 30.
Okay. Another call coming in. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Good morning, both of you, this morning. Kind of a rainy day, but
anyway,
thankful for that. I have a question. How do they determine, is there a size of the pothole that they fix? Or because on 16th and Waverly, there are some potholes that were fixed, and there are some potholes that were left as a pothole. Do they determine how big it is before they may fill it, or they just should go along and fill them as they go along? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
There's a number of ways that they determine which ones to fill, and it somewhat is dependent on time, of course, what material they have in the truck at that time, and some of the other priorities, you know, what other potholes have been called in. But thank you for calling in on that. I will advise our crews to check out 16th and Waverly.
Okay. If your car doesn't fall in, they don't fix it.
That's true in Grand Rapids. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I've seen some of those big ones.
we try to handle them before that.
Yeah, okay. Good morning. You're on the line with the city manager.
Yeah, I'd like to point out what I consider a speed trap. That speed limit northbound river over the river is like 30 miles an hour, and I see people pulled over there all the time, and it's 35 southbound and 35 north of Douglas, which is actually more congested. I think something should be, that should be raised at least to 35. I'll listen.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Being a little newer in town, I hadn't recognized that difference existed, so I'll look into that. And I to my knowledge, there's no intent of a speed trap, but thank you for pointing out that inconsistency. Sometimes government is unaware of that, so much appreciated.
Okay, and sometimes the speed track is warranted, too. Right?
If it's around schools, you bet.
Good morning. You're online with city manager.
Yes, good morning. Well, I am just wondering, I moved to Holland a couple years ago, and I found out, well, I've been having trouble with Chef Container ever since I got in town. But anyway, they told me it is city ordinance that I have trash pickup. Which I said, okay, if I have to pay X amount of dollars a month for this, why can't they pick it up? Yesterday was my pickup, and I had paper plates laying in my yard, forks, and a couple of letters, a couple of envelopes that he never picked up. Now, why? If he can't get it in his truck, isn't he supposed to come out in the drive and pick it up? I would like some kind of comment to that. I'm real frustrated with Chef Container. I don't mind paying my bill, not at all. But if he leaves, you know, stuff laying on the ground, then I have to pick it up. Why? I had it in the container.
Hmm.
Could you answer that for me, please?
I see. So it was in the container. It was on the curb.
Yes.
They arrived.
Yes, sir.
They picked it up, but in doing so, some stuff slipped out. And they
continued
on their way. I see. I'd like to bring that to the attention of the management there. What is the address in particular? Or what street?
My address?
Or what street you live on?
I'm on Hope Avenue. And I've talked to Mary Ann. I've called Chef many, many times on this. And I'm very frustrated with it. Like I said, I don't mind paying my bill, okay? But if he's not doing his job, why can't they find somebody to do the job?
I see.
I like I said, this is not my first. I have called them for 2 months, 3 months. They left actually trash bags laying, 2-3 trash bags at a time, and I canceled it. And they called me and they checked me on that. And then I called, you know, like I said, I talked to Mary Ann umpteen times, and I've called into the radio station before, and I'm very frustrated with it.
Are you comfortable leaving your address so I can?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'll even tell you my name. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
My name is Mary Robbins. It's 3316 Hope Avenue.
Thank you very much. I'll look into that.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. I don't mean to be a pain in the butt, but like I said, if I'm paying for a service, I should be getting it.
Right. Well, and we do want to keep the community clean. Everyone listening can become a member of a new club in town. It's called the Putt Club. Pick It Up Club. So I'm a member, and now you're a member. So together we can keep a cleaner community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Hey, good morning. Hey, the last caller there, Mary, regards to Chef Container. This happened about 2 years ago. Yeah, it's two and a half, 3 years ago. I was out on my front yard. I was mowing my lawn, and I, you know, the sound of a riding lawnmower. I mean, they're not quiet by no means, but they don't sound like a off-road dump truck either. But I was mowing, going from the east to the west on my front yard, and I heard a truck. I mean, it was, the sound was so loud. It was like, you know, loud, and it went past. And as I looked up, I had noticed it was the garbage truck, and it was Chef Container. And the thing was, is the garbage had blown out of the garbage truck. Now, the guy, as I looked up, I seen him put his brakes on, and I expected what he was going to do is do a turnaround in the big old public parking lot that's right down the road from me and turn around, and I expected the guy to come back and pick up the trash. I mean, it blew debris all over, going across cornfield and across the school property and then up against the fence of the tennis courts. And I turned back from the west going back east, and I looked over my shoulder and looked back, and no, that gentleman wasn't stopping. He just kept on trucking, man. And I mean, there was garbage blown out everywhere, all over the road. And I was like, what in the world? So I called the Chef Container up. I pretty much got the same thing that lady did. I got a runaround, and then they want to make a comment, oh, are you sure it was Chef Container? Well, look, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out when it says Chef Container on the side of the truck, it's Chef Container, and, you know, it's going from the east going to the west, and that's where Chef Container's at. I mean, they ain't got 1,000 garbage companies out here anymore. All the bigger ones have took all over the smaller mom-pop ones, so when I called them, I finally did get a phone call back. And the comment that they made to me was, do you suppose that being a good American citizen for the community, that you could have probably went over there and you could have went down through there with a couple garbage bags and picked it up? Now, I don't mean, I work 14, 15-hour days in a shop. I'll be hell if I'm going to sit there and walk out 2.5 miles down across the cornfield and down the road. And
yeah, let me let the city manager.
I just say, hey, taxpayer dollars, and we're paying for garbage service. I'm right along with that lady. If they can't do a better job than that, we get fined if we throw papers out the window. That's loitering.
Okay.
Hey, come on.
Let me let him comment. Thank you.
Well, I very much agree with the concern. It ruins our community if too much of that happens. So we are taught to be responsible citizens, and I think it should be no different for any contractor who's working anywhere in the community, let alone for the city residents. So I will bring this to the attention of the management in a way that I hope will make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're here with the city manager this morning. I think we have another call. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
I think this garbage collection is simple. A collector, put a note on my trash barrel, bag your trash, and the reason for it was because so often it does blow around or whatever, and it works beautiful. Just put it in a plastic bag and put it in your garbage can. Your can stays cleaner, and it doesn't blow all over either. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, some good advice there.
That is good advice. I need to look at our requirements, whether that's a guideline or a requirement. So I'll be more educated when I take a look at that. Thank you. I happen to use a green bag myself. So
yeah.
Yeah, I have yellow bags and green bags. So I avoid the fee of a big container, but I understand that that's not possible in all cases.
Yeah, well, different people, you know. Some need a lot of space, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. You're on with the city manager.
Good morning again. I called a little while ago. I have another question regarding it's Chef Container 2, but when the city contracts with them, may we put out these paper bags along with our yard waste barrel?
I think there's a limit in terms of cubic yards based on the fee you pay. So if it's within that limit, I don't think there's a problem, but I think that's why they size those barrels that way.
Yeah, because we had one bag out there the other day, and they refused to pick it up. And we called Chef, and they said, well, we can't pick that up.
Hmm.
And we called somebody at City Hall to talk to them, and we never returned a call back.
Yeah, what is your phone number?
616-396-3025.
Is this Mary?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get a call back to you. I will say, you know, we have two Project Pride coupons that are available to every resident every year.
Right, I realize that. But, yeah. You know, we have a big yard, and once in a while we have an extra bag that we have to fill with our lawn clippings or something, and if you can't put it out, what do you do with it?
Right, you could transfer it with a Project Pride coupon, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. But let me have that phone call come back to you before you
okay.
make that choice.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yes, sir. Good morning. In with this Chef Container garbage service, I don't have them personally, but my neighbor does. The other day when them winds were so high and so strong, their trash can was blown over, and Chef Container stopped, looked at it, and drove past because he had done them automatic jaws that reach out, grab the garbage can, and dump it. But since it was blown over, he just left it laying there.
Hmm.
So I'll listen to more comments. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, if people do call and make it known that their trash was missed, they will return and pick it up. But nevertheless, I appreciate that, and that'll give me more to discuss.
Okay. Good morning. You're online. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yes, I'm listening to the discussion this morning.
Yes.
And when I put my garbage can out, we have yellow bags. And I empty my waste baskets all into the yellow bags. And I don't have a problem with anything blowing around because it's all sealed at the top. They have twisters. And I think that's the problem. People aren't putting it in something and closing it enough so that the wind takes it.
Thank you. The yellow bags, of course, are for recyclables. So that's the ideal solution that you just voiced. People, if they recycle, it's good for the environment. It's good for their fees. They can reduce the size of their barrel, and it contains the litter, as you just mentioned.
Well, the other things that go into the garbage can, you know, I seal all that up in other plastic bags. I don't leave it loose.
I see.
Good idea. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Good morning, Jude, and good morning to the city manager.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Laketown Township, and I realize that you can't be of help to me, but this is just an opinion that I have. Without a vote to the people, we were told that we were to have Chef Container. And for 40 years, I had waste management, and I was very happy with them. And it sounds like a... lack of democracy that we couldn't pick our own waste container.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very unhappy with it. Other people are too. And I realize we should express our opinion to Laketown Township about this, but I'm just appalled that they did that because there was a lot of little people out there too that were trying to make a living, and along comes Chef Container and we were forced to take them. And that's all I have to say about that, and I appreciate you letting me express my opinion.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Ryan, it looks like you have your work cut out for you.
Well, Chef, of course, has done a great job in a lot of cases, many times, hundreds and thousands of accounts. I nevertheless appreciate the thoughts, and there's continuous improvement no matter what organization. That includes mine, so thank you.
And it looks like we're about out of time for today, and I thank you very much for coming on and discussing with people out there what their problems are.
You betcha, Juke. And can you take care of the weather on May 10th, the big parade day for us?
I'll do the best I can.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay.